Zachariah, when I moved to the forecastle, I left it in my cabin.
Then of course you have nothing to do with it.
They don't believe I left it there.
Charlotte, you are not given to lies, he said.
When you first saw me, Zachariah, did you think that I would ever go before the mast?
No.
Or climb into the rigging during a storm?
Not at all.
Well then, why shouldn't I have murdered Mr. Hollybrass as well? I'm sure that's the way they're thinking. My words silenced him for a few moments. His face clouded. But instead of commenting, he stood up.
I have a store of food and water here. I'll get some.
Securing the candle to a plank, he moved into the darkness. I watched him go, puzzled and troubled by his reaction to what I'd said. While he appeared genuinely surprised, it seemed impossible that he hadn't been told. And indeed, as he vanished into the gloom, a ghastly notion began to fill my head. Perhaps it was Zachariah who had killed Mr. Hollybrass. No doubt he would have killed the captain, given the chance. As for the first mate, had Zachariah done it to strike fear into Captain Jaggery? The very idea was loathsome to me, and yet my racing mind began to construct an entire conspiracy. The crew, knowing Zachariah was alive, might have guessed, perhaps knew for a certainty, that he had done the crime, but would not acknowledge it. Now, with the captain accusing me, they were being asked to choose between me and Zachariah, their old comrade. A decision on their part to defend him would be understandable, and would go far to explain why they'd abandoned me. But before I could puzzle out my thoughts, Zachariah returned with a jug of water and a hardtack loaf. Mealy as the bread was, I was glad to have it.
"Do you wish to be free of there?" he asked, nodding toward my cage.
"It's locked."
"A sailor knows his ship," he said slyly.
Reaching toward the back of the brig, he pulled two bars out from what I now realized were rotten sockets.
"Come along," he said, "but be ready to bolt in if anyone comes."
I did so, and we sat side by side, our backs against a barrel in the flickering candlelight. "Zachariah," I said, "the captain has said he'd bring me to trial. Do you think he means it?"
"That's his right."
"And if he does hold a trial, what will happen?"
"He'll be judge and jury and find you guilty."
"And then?" I asked. When Zachariah didn't answer, I said, "Tell me."
"I cannot believe he'd go so far
as to hang me." His silence was answer enough. For a while we both remained silent. "Zachariah," I said, "I need to know. Did anyone else besides me see you during the storm?"
"I exchanged words."
"With whom?"
"Does it make a difference?"
"Maybe." He considered.
"Fisk," he said after a moment. "And Keech."
"Then it's likely the entire crew knew you came up."
"It's possible,"
he said with a sudden frown. Had he read my mind? "Zachariah," I said softly, "it's bound to be one of your mates who killed Hollybrass."
"Charlotte," he said with a sigh, "that's true. Every one of them might have had a good reason. But look here, once we discover who it is, we can decide what to do.